We have 3 weeks left in 2017, and we need $75,000 to cover our projected expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2017. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We've come to the end of this Friday's broadcast, the end of the week, and it's time to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a game we like to play with you, our listeners, so it requires your participation as well. What we've done is we have assembled 4 soundbites from this week's Issues, Etc. audio, one from Jennifer Lall on in vitro fertilization, whether or not it's pro-life, another from Pastor Heath Curtis on 2 ways to confuse justification and sanctification. The third is from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, responding to Joel Osteen's, well, what he calls Joel Osteen's theological robbery. And then the fourth one from Pastor Jonathan Fisk, discussing the fool's search for the self. We're going to play them for you, and then all you need to do is listen and then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and tell us which one you think should be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week and why. 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a vote via Twitter @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues, Etc. travel mug, pin, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number 1. Jennifer Lall recently on talking about surrogacy and in vitro fertilization, answering the question, is in vitro fertilization pro-life?
If you just look at the statistics of in vitro fertilization, making embryos in the lab, the most recent is from 2015. That's the data that we have from the Centers for Disease Control, which shows that over 91,000 IVF cycles were done in that 1 year. Out of the 91,000 cycles, we had 59,000 embryos transferred into uteruses, which resulted in 21,000 and change babies being born. So just looking at the raw data, we see that in each cycle, embryos are lost along the way. I don't understand how you could even call that a pro-life approach to making babies. And I've been tracking this data for years, and that number is not changing. So even though the techniques keep getting better, so they say, we still have a very, very high embryo loss in the creation of life in the laboratory. That's why we have almost 750,000 human embryos in frozen storage. We make so many because we know that we're going to lose so many along the way. So I think it's very disingenuous to say that it was a pro-life approach to making babies.
That soundbite number 1, Jennifer Lall, is in vitro fertilization pro-life? Her answer to that question, if you'd like it to be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call and vote for it, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet @issuesetc with your vote for that one. Soundbite number 2 this week comes from Pastor Heath Curtis, second of a series of conversations that we're having with him and Pastor Will Whedon on the Christian life. Here he is talking about 2 ways that we often confuse justification and sanctification.
We're drawing the biblical distinction between justification and sanctification. And you can do the rules, if you use the rules of one, and when I say rules, I mean the rule that Scripture has set down for them. If you try to take, okay, Scripture say this is how justification works. Human beings are purely passive in justification. The Holy Spirit saves us by His work alone, bringing faith into our hearts. If you try to make sanctification run by those rules, you end up with once saved, always saved. On the other hand, if you take the rules of sanctification, the Holy Spirit has given me new powers. I'm a new person. I'm a new creation in Christ. I work along with the Holy Spirit. and you take those rules and try to make justification work by them, you end up in Roman Catholicism. So Lutheranism is about being faithful to the biblical witness in both, and they are distinct.
That is soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis. Two ways to confuse justification and sanctification. If you'd like to vote for that one, feel free to do so. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can send your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We were reviewing Joel Osteen's book, Blessed in the Darkness. Here he is responding to Joel Osteen, well, what he calls Joel Osteen's theological robbery.
When you're in a difficult season, you don't understand it, don't focus on the pain. Focus on the fact that a new level is coming. The scripture says Jesus endured the pain of the cross, looking forward to the joy that was set before him. If you just focus on the present pain, you'll get discouraged and think, this is not fair. I can't take this anymore. Have a new perspective.
He takes Jesus, and Jesus now becomes an example for us to show us how to get to our dreams and our destinies. And it takes the beautiful, magnificent, fantastic comfort that the scripture wants us to have in the suffering and joy of Jesus. It takes away the promises of the cross. It takes away the gospel itself. It takes away all the gifts that the Holy Spirit wants to give us in the scriptures. It takes that all away, and it turns Jesus into the example of how we can live this overcoming life. It's a form of theological robbery that steals away every blessing that the Lord wants us to have and replaces it with this tinfoil, tinsel, fake, plastic nonsense in place of the gospel.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller responding to Joel Osteen's theological robbery. Vote for that one by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, December the 15th, 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our email address here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Twitter address @issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because the fourth soundbite we're about to play for you will mean that after we've played it, it's time to vote. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk, talking about the fool's search for self.
The quest for self all alone is a fool's errand, because without other humans, I am nothing. Without my parents, I am nothing. Without progeny, I die and I go into the dust. Without the church as the real family of God and community, it is futility unto death. To search for self out in the midst of the wind is to believe that I am a God, that I am the maker of my own destiny. And that, and this is just madness to say, and each one of us, all 7 billion, all have these magical divine destinies from forever, where we're all going to change the world. You know, that's what's destroying the world. And not believing that the real self God wants to give me. And you are a gift to yourself from God, but not for yourself. And you got to hear that, right? God created you to be, and that is good. But he did not create you to be looking in a mirror. The gift of you to you is not for you, is for those around you.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the fool's search for self. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote, so we'll take a break. This break is a really good time to call 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also vote for any of those four soundbites via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on the other side of the break. We have 3 weeks left in 2017, and we need $75,000 to cover our projected expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2017.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
Thousands of years have gone by since Adam and Eve's first sin, when God gave them a promise of a Savior who would win. Words from the Baby King, Concordia Publishing House's new Christmas arch book. The Baby King would make a great Christmas gift for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 5 through 9. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, The Baby King.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to go.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, December the 15th. We have played our four soundbites for you, and now it's your turn. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending an email right here into the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet will do as well, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one? Jennifer Lowell, is in vitro fertilization pro-life? Or soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, two ways to confuse justification and sanctification? Soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Joel Osteen's theological robbery, or soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, the fool's search for self. 1-877-623-6943. Our email address here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to Clarksville, Tennessee, where Jan is on the line. Hi, Jan. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Pastor. Thank you. I'd like to vote for Pastor Wolfmiller. My husband and I were evangelicals and were victims of that type of theological robbery. And I think that since we've become come to the Lutheran Church, we've been paid back four times for that robbery. But all your guests are very ardent, which is good. But I have friends who tell me that there's no way that a Lutheran pastor could be passionate about anything. You know, they're just dead emotionally and whatever. All I have to do is send them to Issues, etc. to listen.
All right, Jan, thank you very much. And thanks for listening there in Tennessee. She votes for soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Joel Osteen's theological robbery. Here is Millie listening in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hi, Millie.
Hi. I'm voting for number one. Recently, I heard Jay Sekulow and his law firm are going after Planned Parenthood for the pricing of the embryos. And I think that even saving an embryo for later use is life-threatening to the embryo, and I think that's wrong. So I vote for that one.
All right, Millie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. She votes for Jennifer Lall. Is in vitro fertilization pro-life? What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember to tell us who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. That reason is very important. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Via Twitter, you can vote @issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. William listens in Texas. He says, I'm voting for Pastor Wolf Miller. I could hear his frustration with Osteen's utter mishandling of the biblical text and robbing us of the comfort of the gospel. I can't help but wonder if something has Joel reconsidering his theology, but he's not quite able to see the comfort that the scriptures give. I wonder the same thing lately, William. Thanks for listening in Texas, and thanks for your vote. That's the second vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Joel Osteen's theological robbery. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It's going to go to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Jennifer Lall, is in vitro fertilization pro-life? Soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, two ways to confuse justification and sanctification. Soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller on Joel Osteen's theological robbery. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the fool's search for self. If you're looking for a mortgage or a home improvement or car or student loan in 2018, making a plan for that, check out the Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. Good for you. Good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Scott listens in Brookfield, Illinois, and he says he's voting for Pastor Heath Curtis. Soundbite number two, two ways to confuse justification and sanctification. He says, I'm going to have to listen to it again along with the whole segment to wrap my mind around it, but there are plenty of perseverance of the saints, believing Christians and Roman Catholics in my life that I'd be discussing it with once I have it down. I've never heard that angle before, but at first blush, it is sound. Yes, it is, Scott, and thanks for listening in Brookfield. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, responding to Joel Osteen's theological robbery.
When you're in a difficult season, you don't understand it, don't focus on the pain. Focus on the fact that a new level is coming. The scripture says Jesus endured the pain of the cross, looking forward to the joy that was set before him. If you just focus on the present pain, you'll get discouraged and think, this is not fair. I can't take this anymore. Have a new perspective.
He takes Jesus, and Jesus now becomes an example for us to show us how to get to our dreams and our destinies. And it takes the beautiful, magnificent, fantastic comfort that the scripture wants us to have in the suffering and joy of Jesus. It takes away the promises of the cross. It takes away the gospel itself. It takes away all the gifts that the Holy Spirit wants to give us in the scriptures. It takes that all away, and it turns Jesus into the example of how we can live this overcoming life. It's a form of theological robbery that steals away every blessing that the Lord wants us to have and replaces it with this tinfoil, tinsel, fake, plastic nonsense in place of the gospel.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller on Joel Osteen's Theological Robbery. Jan in Clarksville, Tennessee, you get the LPR bundle package if you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to look forward to the first Sunday in Christmas with Dr. Carl Fikancher. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and we'll play What's Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why? Do you see the difference here between Joel Osteen's Jesus Suffered Just Like You and the biblical Jesus Suffered For You? Do you see the difference between Jesus endured the cross just like you endure a bad day, a la Joel Osteen, and Jesus endured the cross for you, as we read it in Scripture? The first one may give you a little encouragement that, well, I guess I'm not alone. Jesus went through something bad too. The second one is about your forgiveness, your life, your salvation, your resurrection bought at the cross. It's comfort, not just encouragement. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you ever wanted to better understand philosophy and its impact on your family, your church, or your world, but didn't know where to begin? Concordia University, Wisconsin has an innovative, free online course for you entitled Philosophy Kata Christan. These six engaging video sessions are taught by noted Lutheran philosopher, lecturer, author, and pastor, Dr. Gregory Scholz. Learn more by clicking the Kata Christan logo at issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. EmmanuelPress.us.